USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment process continues as yesterday U.S. House impeachment managers delivered the articles of impeachment to the U.S. Senate after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi finally formally signed them, almost a month after they were approved by the U.S. House. Yesterday, she said they aim to send a message to not only President Trump, but others.
That no future president should ever entertain the idea that Article 1, Article 2, says that he can do whatever he wants.
The trials to start on Tuesday. The governor of Virginia says some people coming to the state capitol for a gun rights rally next week do not have good intentions. Democratic Governor Ralph Northam issuing a state of emergency saying that there's intelligence that people plan violence. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The U.S. Senate votes today on a major trade agreement with Mexico and Canada meant to replace NAFTA. The United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, is expected to pass and go to President Trump for his signature. Britain's Prince Harry making an announcement yesterday, the first time he'd been seen publicly since the start of the row over the recent announcement that he and his wife, Duchess of Sussex Meghan Markle, would be stepping away from their duties as senior members of the British royal family. Harry saying the 2022 Invictus Games will be in Dusseldorf, Germany.
In 2022, the Invictus Games will travel to a new country, a new home for respect for our armed forces.
The annual game showcased the talents of sick and injured service members and veterans. The wrestling world's mourning the loss of Rocky Soul Man Johnson. He's died at the age of 75. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
For the first time in history, the Pope has named a woman to serve as manager of the Vatican's Secretary of State's office, USA's Wendy King reports.
Francesca Di Giovanni, a 27-year-old professional in the Catholic Church, Pope Francis announced her appointment as Undersecretary for the Section of Relations with States. Di Giovanni has worked in the multilateral sector and focused on migrant and refugee matters in the office, and she specializes in international humanitarian law, communications, private international law, and intellectual property and tourism. The move is in line with Pope Francis's prior comments favoring a greater role for women at the Vatican. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Trump today is to announce a new federal effort that he says will safeguard students' ability to pray in school. They can already pray alone or in groups at school, just as long as other students aren't compelled to join in. And there will soon be two new soda and coffee drinks on store shelves. Coca-Cola is launching three flavors, dark blend, vanilla, and caramel. The 12-ounce cans have 70 calories and more caffeine than regular Coke. It's been a success in Europe, so the company decided it would try it here. Pepsi also announced its coffee cola last month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.